always call them Peanuts, or did you have a different name?
Peanuts, that's what they call them. Of course, they got several different names. They call goobers, and they call peanuts, and they call penders.
They were called goobers about all the time since when I was growing up that I didn't think of.
Goobers.
I don't know, I was a great big gal before I heard them called peanuts.
Mm-hmm. And penders, are they the same?
Yeah, they call penders. Yeah. Penders, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just believe a fellow will be healthier to try to be as active as he can.
I think so.
That's why I think it.
What the doctors keep saying is you should exercise and
keep exercising.
Keep active.
Mm-hmm. There's a man who lives right over here on top of the hill. Nearly every day, he comes by him walking. He said he stepped off a mile, walks a mile and back. I told him the other day, I said, I bet you didn't do that yesterday. It's raining all day that day. He said, no, it didn't.
Huh?
But he does that, he walks.
When you were working out in the land, how did you describe the land that was very good? You said that's bottom land that was good and
fertile.
And okay, and what is land that's got a lot of sand in it?
They call it sandy land.
Just sandy land.
And then red clay, you call it clay land.
Mm-hmm.
Clay land sticking, sandy land not.
If you have, do you have a name for land that's part sand and part clay?
Loam.
Do you ever use the word meadow around here?
Not much, no.
What does it mean?
Well, it means open space, like in a pasture, in uncultivated land. They call that meadow.
Mm-hmm. Is that supposed to be pretty good or not?
Well, it varies. It don't. Some of it's good and some of it's not.
And would you describe how you'd harvest small grains, say oats?
Oats? Well, we never did raise very many oats. My daddy used to plant oats a little bit, but the way he harvested them, first oats I ever remember him having, he cut them with what they call a cradle. It is a blade on a handle. The blade is about that long, and it is steel, and he kept it mighty sharp. You carried a wet rock in your pocket when you was using it. And it had a handle on it, well, 4 or 5 feet long. And you'd take that thing and make a swipe around that, and take that handful of oats off and lay them down. And
well, you didn't finish telling how the thing was made. It had that blade down there, and then it had 4 or 5 fingers up above that blade
to catch
the oats.
Had fingers to catch them oats.
I see.
When you cut them, they'd fall on them fingers, and then he'd take them off and lay them down.
The blade down there, and this would catch the oats, you see, as they cut them.
And they'd let them oats lay there on the ground about a couple of days, and then he'd take them handfuls up, 4, 5, or 6 of them handfuls, and tie them up in a bundle, and haul them, put them in your barn. Then, later on, he got the mowing machine, and they'd cut them and just rake them up and haul them in loop.
If they left them in a field, they'd take some of these bundles and